Welcome to the Women's Business Workshop Podcast. I'm your host and business coach, Robin Walker. We just wrapped up the Lakeside Conference. This is the one-day event that I've been hosting for business owners for the last 8 years. It's always a really big lead up, lots and lots of work, but afterwards, I am just on a high like no other time in my business. And if I have to pinpoint one of the reasons, it's that I spent that entire day with people that are, I don't know how to describe. When you're looking around, people are building each other up. They're shining light in the room. They're encouraging each other. And it just fills my heart. And it got me thinking about who I spend my time with the other 365 days of the year. I was really fortunate during my early years in business to get in some rooms with some really top tier business owners, some women that were just good human beings on top of being very ambitious and just really smart business owners. So I've spent my time as a business owner really curating my circle, who I want to share more time with, and who I want to be around, who is helping me in my business and who is dragging me down, so to speak. I want to talk a little bit more about that in this episode. Before we jump in, I do want to invite you guys to check out my personal business circle that I host. Our Impact Mastermind group has been a source of community and support for over 6 years. We are taking a few more participants this quarter, and we would love it to be you. If you have been craving more spaces to talk about and grow your business with like-minded women, check us out at womensbusinessworkshop.com/impact. If you were at the Lakeside Conference this year or in a year past and you liked that feeling that we had in that room together, this group is for you. The first step in the process is we will have our quarterly goal setting call that we do together live. It's based on scientific research about goal achievement, with the addition of a professional business coach guiding you through planning your next 90 days in business. Check out the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you with us this quarter. Starting out this episode, I want you to picture who you've been spending time with. This could be when you're working in your business, when you're planning your business, when you're talking about your business, just your day-to-day. Who are the people that are surrounding you? You've probably heard all the quotes about the five people who you surround yourself with is who you will become, those kind of things. And I just have to say, I built my business at home. So I was always thinking, well, I'm surrounded by a toddler, a baby, and a preschooler most of my days. What does this mean for me? Or maybe you spend most of your time around your employees. That's okay. You have to do that. But I want you to apply what we're talking about today to your business conversations. I don't want you to ditch your kids to hang out with business moguls all day, but let's apply the advice we're going to be talking about to the people who surround your business, and more importantly, who has a voice in your business, who has an influence over your business mindset and the decisions that you make. That is going to have a direct impact on the path your business takes. The beliefs, mindset, and ambition of the people you surround yourself with as a business owner directly influence your success. Let's talk a little about how your circle can actually negatively impact your success. We're going to start there because words, habits, and worldview will rub off naturally. So who you're spending your time with can actually cause you to be held back. And a lot of times it's not anything you can really put your finger on, or you don't even realize that it's happening. One thing that I want you to pay attention to when you're in these circles, and whether that's like a networking group or a small business group that maybe meets regularly or with a coach, is that it doesn't feel like a safe space for vulnerability. So it doesn't feel like you can be fully yourself to share about maybe your mindset or something that didn't work, or maybe sharing about what you don't know, and you feel like you kind of have to have that facade that everything's going well, or maybe you'll share a little bit, but not too much. That usually shows that that space is not going to be a space for growth necessarily. And there are spaces where this is 100% appropriate. I'm not saying to dump all of your business concerns and everything in every group that you're in. But if you're trying to find one group or one particular space in your business that is going to help you grow, whether that is a mastermind group or with a coach or with a small group of other business owners that meet regularly, whatever that looks like to you, make sure you at least have one space where you can be vulnerable and you can share about things that maybe aren't going well and you don't feel like you have to give excuses or hold things back. Like I said, we don't want you going to the next mixer and you're dumping everything on everyone. That's not appropriate. But you should have at least one space in your business that's on a regular schedule where you do feel safe to be vulnerable and really share about your business. Because if you don't ever have that space, you are never going to get to the bottom of what it is that's really holding you back. You're not going to be able to play around, so to speak, with that mindset, with challenging yourself and with having someone you trust be able to reflect back to you what they see happening, but someone that is someone you trust. So just one thing to think about when you're in different groups, if you're feeling like you can truly be vulnerable in that space or not. Another thing that is really contagious and can really bring you down is a negative attitude. There are so many bad stereotypes about being a business owner, and they are continually perpetuated by people, business owners usually, as excuses for why things aren't working out. The constant complaining about staff, the economy, the algorithm, etc., that keeps people where they are. Negative attitudes can be contagious. What this looks like is that if you have something in your business that feels out of your control, often business owners will blame it on something else that is out of their control because then it's not their fault and there's nothing they can do about it and they just put their hands up in the air. Everyone does this to some extent. If the person you're with is just going to mirror what you said, agree with you, and complain with you, there's never a solution. There's not anyone softly saying, well, let's take a look at this. Let's take a look at what you've tried. Let's see what maybe other solutions are out there. Now, granted, there's a place and time to vent. Don't get me wrong. Everyone's got their couple people they trust that they can go to and they can vent. And you just want to be heard and you just want someone to say, this is really hard. The difference is that in one scenario, the person's going to let you stay there. And they're going to help you feel vindicated that this is a problem out of your control and it is never going to go away because it just stinks. Where the other person's going to hear what you have to say, be there while you're having the difficulty, but then eventually they are going to help you get out of it and they are going to help you solve the problem versus just stay in that space where you're not growing. I'm talking about finding people who aren't continually negative or always blaming business stagnation or failure on things they can't control. So watch other people's negative attitudes. And sometimes they're said in jest and it's funny. And we talked about this at the conference about the quote, entrepreneurs will work 80 hours a week to avoid working 40 hours a week. No, you don't need to overwork yourself to have a great business. I don't even find that quote funny because I don't think people should be working 80 hours a week in their business. I feel like there's so many solutions to not be working 80 hours in your business. But these are memes, they're quotes, they're on the internet, whatever. And then everyone piles on, oh my God, that's so true. So now you're justified in overworking yourself when really that's a sign of something else. That's a sign of a mindset issue or a need to hire or a pricing issue. So find the people that help you get out of the funk. We need them to listen to us in the moment and understand. And sometimes you just need to vent. But the idea is the negative attitude, the stereotypes don't keep you where you're at. Another saying as we're on this that really bothers me is when someone says, must be nice. Have you ever had anyone say that to you? Oh, must be nice. Must be nice to work from home. Must be nice to be able to charge that much per hour. If anyone in your circle is saying this to you, run away and never talk about your business in front of them again. They don't get it and they will not be happy for you when you pass up their level of success. must be nice to me is jealousy. It's not being said as, I am so excited for you. It must be so nice to be able to see your kids during the day. I'm so happy for you. That's the same words, but said in an entirely different way. This next one is specifically about your business circle. This is not about your family or the people you hang out with or your friend from high school you want to have coffee with. This one is just about the people that you're either taking a business advice from or you're looking for business camaraderie. This is people having the same level of ambition or accomplishment as you do. Like I said, this is for your business time, your business influence group. You want people who have the same level of ambition. It's not that you necessarily need to be at the same place in your business, the same level, make the same revenue. It is that you are both at a similar level of trying to get where you want to go. The goal is not the same. One person there, they may be really working towards working 3 days a week, and they are closer to retirement, and they are really trying to move down their hours without moving down their revenue. You may be at a place where you have small kids at home, and you're trying to increase the number of hours that you can work while they are in school or whatever it looks like. Your goals are different, but the level of ambition, the level of what you're trying to accomplish in your own life as far as how big of a jump are we going, I do think it's important to surround yourself with people that are at that similar level. It could also be similar views on balancing work and home. If you're surrounding yourself with people that only know how to hustle and only have one speed, and it is fast forward all the time grind, and that's not what you're looking for, it's going to be really hard to get their feedback or their support on things because they're only seeing it from their view of what home and work balance should look like. I do believe that you can have a thriving business, make really great money, and still be on the sidelines watching your kids play soccer. But I do not believe that you need to be grinding 24 hours a day, missing important family things just to run a business and not work for someone else. I've been in small groups and had business support for pretty much my whole business. And I don't know how you business owners out there that don't have a support circle, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you're just running your business all by yourself and not having true support that is professional and strategic and on your same level. Recently, I was at a networking group and someone brought up a very specific business question, specific to their business, but also something to do with a customer in a tricky situation. And my first thought was, why are you asking us? Like, we don't know your business that well. And I don't even know that you can trust everyone in this circle. You never know who's at a networking event, if they're trustworthy or not. I just was surprised that she hadn't had a trusted group or a coach that she could go ask this question to. So she had to bring it to a group that not everyone knew her or her business. And I know a lot of owners are desperate for some help, but they're asking the wrong people in the wrong environments. You need to have some kind of trusted circle in your business, not just a networking group, not a group where you go and have coffee and chat. Those all have value. But I'm talking about a group that you go to when you have a business struggle, when you're not sure about your pricing, when you're afraid to raise your price. In the impact circle, we have people raise prices quite often, and I help them coaching-wise on raising the price, but the group is helping them to own it. What words to say, how to say it confidently, how to get over the mindset issues, what they've tried. That is invaluable for a business owner, especially small business owners. We get all up in our head. We overthink everything. We question things. We're not sure. So you put something out, then you pull it back, or then you give someone a discount. This has been a group that has really helped each other to stick with that so that they move forward asking people to pay their invoices that have not been paid. We help them through that. We help them with the words and the confidence to say it. But then when we come back for our next meeting, I can ask them, how did that go? They have a safe place to share Yes, I did it. No one even balked at it. I now charge this amount. It feels wonderful. But they needed the small trusting group to be able to get to that point. And that's okay. We need that. We need support. Most of you have never done this before. Business is new. Even if you've been doing it for a few years, you still have things you need help with and you need to ask people support with. You don't have to do business alone. Think about your circle. Think about your spaces. Who's in them? Are they bringing you down? Are they lifting you up? Are they giving you any tactical advice that you feel like you can trust? You don't have to do business alone. As you move forward this week, I want you to pay attention to the voices around you. What are they talking into your business? Are they helping you grow? Are they helping you believe in yourself? Are they helping you do the things that you've really wanted to do in your business? Are they giving you a safe space to really dive deep into your business? Are they even qualified to have a conversation that's deep diving in your business? Most are not, and that's okay. And they want to be there and they want to cheer for you, but their advice just might not be what is actually going to move the needle in your business. Think honestly this week and pay attention to those voices, because having a space to be vulnerable and talk honestly about business is a game changer. And until you have that, you may not even be realizing that you're missing it. My personal circle has helped me to not undercharge, to sell with confidence, and they challenge me to make positive change in my life and my business. They want to see me grow and they cheer on my success. When you spend time with business owners that are at a similar place mentally and they have that growth mindset, they're going to make referrals for you because they want to. And they're going to be right fit referrals because they know you so well. They are also going to challenge you to try new things and lovingly call you out when you're limiting yourself. They are honest about their business experiences and are willing to share. These resources and wisdom and watching other people build business in real time is another invaluable part of a strong circle. And the best part is they show up. After being with your circle, you should feel empowered, smarter, and ready to do bigger things. If you don't have this yet, please join us in the Impact Business Circle. We are starting for next quarter, and we'd love to have you as a part of it. You can try it for a quarter. Some people stay for years. It is up to you. But if you want to try it for next quarter, go to womensbusinessworkshop.com/impact. There's also a place where you can set up a consultation call if you're not sure if this is the right fit. Or you can email me, robin@womensbusinessworkshop.com, and I will personally respond back to you to answer any of your questions. All right, my friends, you know what time it is. It's time to get back to work.